From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. If you're a sports fan, you know that this is the time of the year known as March Madness, the annual NCAA basketball tournament, that round-the-clock smorgasbord of college hoops. And for those watching the games on television, between the three-point shots and the action beneath the rim, it's hard to miss the alcohol ads.
Fresh, smooth, real. Bud Light.
Protect yourself with a great-tasting, less-filling Miller Lite.
Guinness Draft, straight from the bottle. Enjoy it everywhere.
Brilliant!
The king of beer, Budweiser.
The NCAA tournament has long been prime real estate for alcohol ads. Since 2001, the alcohol industry has placed as many as 900 ads during the championship basketball matchups. At a time when excessive drinking is the number one problem on many college campuses, a growing number of critics say it's pure hypocrisy to run alcohol ads during collegiate sporting events. They point out that consuming alcohol is illegal for many enrolled in college. We hear four different points of view on this topic. First, Congressman Tom Osborne, a Republican from Nebraska. He's also the former football coach for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and he's one of a growing number of coaching heavyweights that are pressuring the NCAA to ban all alcohol ads.
What we've noticed is that the NCAA, which governs amateur athletics at the college level, in their bylaws has the following statement, and I quote, "Advertising policies of the NCAA are designed to exclude those advertisements that do not appear to be in the best interest of higher education," end of quote. And so what has happened is that we have used our athletic teams at the college level to, in some ways, promote alcohol use.
You understand how the NCAA works, and the national championship, this championship which we all call March Madness, generates quite a bit of revenue for the NCAA and for individual colleges. What are the competing forces at work?
Unfortunately, in college athletics, the profit motive, the desire to generate more and more income, many times exceeds good judgment. There is no question that member schools are under pressure to raise more money. There's always an arms race in facilities, building bigger and better weight rooms, locker rooms, stadiums, pay coaches more money. And so I think college sports should stand for something more than simply making as much money as we can, basically on the backs of these players. And most of those players on the court, on the field, are underage.
Francine Katz is Vice President of Communications and Consumer Affairs for Anheuser-Busch. Katz says viewers younger than 21 represent a small portion of the NCAA viewing audience.
According to 2004 Nielsen media data, 88% of college basketball television viewers were 21 and older. And according to ESPN, 76% of the fans attending college basketball games were 21 and older. So it's a perfect place for us to be delivering a message about our products.
In deference to Congressman Osborne or others who've called for a ban on alcohol ads, is Anheuser-Busch or the other alcohol companies doing anything different than they've done in the past to heed this suggestion or at least acknowledge it?
Well, when it comes to fighting underage drinking and fighting abusive drinking, we are in violent agreement with Representative Osborne and his supporters that it is an important issue. Where we disagree is on how best to solve those issues. And we don't think that censoring advertising is the way to address the issues, but we support the goal, and we have been actively involved in the fight against abusive drinking, underage drinking, for over 20 years.
CBS Sports' exclusive coverage of the Men's Basketball Championship is sponsored by Bud Light.
The NCAA tournament does restrict alcohol commercials, and in recent years, the overall number of alcohol ads has decreased. Greg Shaheen is vice president of Division I men's basketball and championship strategies for the NCAA. For now, he says the NCAA has no plans to ban alcohol ads altogether.
I think it's important to point out that the restrictions that we have not only limit the amount of advertising to 1 minute per broadcast hour of our championship, but also advertisements for hard liquor are prohibited. And additionally, the kinds of messages that are portrayed in those spots are carefully looked at. We have a thoughtful set of advertising standards that we review on a continuous basis. and make sure that any advertising that's appearing on our championship, whether it's alcohol or otherwise, is conveying the right kind of messages, not objectifying individuals, and also acting appropriately at every turn.
But the fact that you limit alcohol advertising suggests that you acknowledge that there is a potential problem there. So why not eliminate the problem altogether and ban all alcohol ads?
Well, a couple of different reasons that most people would glean out of this. One is certainly economics. There's an economic component to the broadcasters in terms of the contracts that they have negotiated. We have heavily restricted that, as I've indicated. And so while there is an economic component to it, we again view it as a very important educational piece. And so programs which involve millions of dollars that we are involved in to provide resources and education to individuals and groups as necessary.
Budweiser Select. Brewed for a crisp taste that finishes clean.
The alcohol industry insists that their ads do not target young people. We asked Eugene Secunda to review the ads aired during this year's tournament. Secunda is an adjunct professor of media studies at New York University, and he's the former senior vice president and division manager at the J. Walter Thompson Advertising Agency. He says the messages contained in alcohol commercials go beyond what you see on the screen.
One of the fundamental rules of marketing of any consumer product is that you always have to be growing a new market so that it can replace the ones that are maturing and moving out of your particular market. And there is a definite likelihood that such kind of commercials as I saw would also be aimed as a secondary objective of preparing the younger pre-drinking age audience to develop a brand awareness and then a brand relationship, that is someone that's positive, obviously, toward the products that were being presented on the screen.
So if you were trying to reach that secondary market, how would you do that within a television commercial?
You would depict people in these commercials that what we would call aspirational. That is, by presenting actors who other younger people admire and want to emulate, which is a natural part of adolescence and early ages.
So could you give us specific examples of that sort of aspirational appeal?
In the Bud Light series, like the two guys at the baseball game.
Wow, I can't believe Kyle turned on these tickets.
I know, right?
They're taking pictures of themselves with a cell phone, and they send it back to a friend who's at home, and he sends a picture back to them, and they realize that he's at home enjoying himself.
Hey, that's your apartment. That's your Bud Light. That's your girlfriend.
Fresh, smooth, real.
First of all, you're introducing a device which is omnipresent with very young people today, the picture phone. Second, the people who are depicted in that commercial are idealized. They're not too old. They seem to be very hip, very, very funny, entertaining, very loose. And, of course, every adolescent wants to fulfill that role. So it sort of tries to make a connection between the younger market, which we're talking about, and these role models. And the implication is that if you want to be like them, and this is obviously a subtext, you should be drinking Bud Light also.
In the 3 decades that you spent in the advertising agency, did you ever work on an alcohol campaign?
I worked on a couple.
And so this is a language that you well understand.
Of course. I wouldn't be speaking about it that familiarly if I hadn't.
Well, it seems that almost any industry would be interested in feeding the pipeline of customers and reaching in reaching down the age scale to prime a new base of buyers. But the alcohol industry says that they in no way target underage drinkers. Do you take them at their word?
I absolutely do not agree with that. I mean, it just goes against logic that they would do that. However, I think they would be foolish indeed if they ever committed those comments to a memo or any instructions to an agency. They would never say such a thing. They would never agree to it. But clearly, the pipeline must be filled.
That was Eugene Secunda, adjunct professor of media studies at New York University and a former vice president for the J. Walter Thompson Ad Agency. We also heard from Francine Katz of Anheuser-Busch, Greg Shaheen from the NCAA, and Republican Congressman Tom Osborne, who's sponsoring a non-binding resolution on Capitol Hill urging colleges and the NCAA to sever their relationship with the alcohol industry.